Next month, the Board of Indianapolis Public Schools will decide whether to close four schools, including Arlington High School. But as WFYI's Eric Weddle reports, Arlington alumni and a local foundation are hoping their investment at the North Eastside School will sway votes and keep it open.
Number one was Arlington needs more time to become successful. You know, we need at least two more years.
Tim Bass is standing in an Arlington classroom during a school alumni meeting. He's ticking off 10 reasons Arlington should remain a high school. With a record high graduation rate of 83% this last year, Bass says that's only one of the improvements made since 2015. That's when Arlington was returned to IPS after a failed state takeover.
We have Eli Lilly, involved trying to bring our planetarium back up. We have Cathedral High School that are standing with us, and they're saying the same thing.
Bass is invested with keeping Arlington a high school. The Eli Lilly employee is a 1982 graduate, and as the alumni president, he's rallied hundreds of alumni to support their alma mater.
And the Walker Scholarship Foundation, I can't say enough about them. Not only are they paying for the full ride, each student gets a mentor for 4 years.
The Walker Foundation is an Arlington-only scholarship that covers tuition, room and board, books, and many more things to keep students debt-free when they go to college. And there are signs that it's working. 63% of the most recent group are on track to finish an accelerated associate's degree. Some of the recipients met recently for dinner with their mentors. Foundation board member Ghulam Manan, he grew up in India where his family cannot afford shoes.
I know the kind of situation they're in. Okay. These kids could really use help. Plenty of these kids have a very bright future.
Manan regularly shows up at Ivy Tech to check on the scholarship recipients. Around 20 Arlington students are now attending Indiana colleges on Walker's full ride. This is only one of a list of opportunities foundation members and alumni will urge the IPS board to consider. At the alumni meeting, Bass continues to list his case for keeping the high school open.
There needs to be a high school, a public high school on the east side.
Bass says this will make a void on the northeast side, and that fallout will cause some Arlington students to attend three different schools in 3 years.
I doubt it if any board member that had a child would want their kid to go through what these kids are going through. You know, it shouldn't be determined what zip code you live in if you're going to get a good, fair, and quality education.
Some agree with Bass's concerns, like IPS Board Commissioner Vanita Moore. She's an alumni who lives in walking distance from Arlington.
I feel very strongly that not all schools should be within the core of downtown.
Moore says the proposal to close high schools at Arlington and Northwest but keep open four inner-city schools just feels wrong.
I've said this many times. Had we came out and said Northwest or we had said Arlington, I think I would have been a little bit more comfortable because then it would indicate that, we have communities throughout the city.
Moore says she wants the commissioners to hear the ideas of the Walker Foundation and the alumni on how to improve the school before they vote on a plan that many in the community believe is already a done deal.
Do I think that we have made up our mind? No, I think the recommendation is what it is a recommendation. Do I think there's opportunity for change? There may be.
The IPS School Board will hold a public forum about Arlington 5:30 p.m. Tuesday at the school. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.